my hero. Welcome to my castle, young prince. It's a shame what you did to my dragon, but that's what knights in shining armor do, I suppose. So, you're here to rescue the damsel from her prison in my highest tower. Oh, how very noble and brave of you. And what will you get in return again? Ah, yes, her hand in marriage. Ah, how lovely. A true fairy tale ending. I can picture it now. A wedding at Daddy's palace. You and her, arm in arm. The priest, the vows, all the lords, ladies, commoners and animal sidekicks of the land to witness it. And then? You waste away. You wallow in sheer boredom, ruling over a pretty unremarkable kingdom until you grow old and infirm. Yes, that's right, sweetie. You won't be ruling anything anytime soon, my dear. Oh, no, no, no. Daddy is still very much alive and only middle-aged. You will be a prince for a very, very, very long time, darling. But she won't be your sweetheart princess for long. She'll grow old before you know it. And then you won't even have a pretty young thing to keep yourself satisfied while you sit in agony waiting to claim your throne. Why wait to be a king when I can make you one now? Your silence speaks louder than you know. Lower your sword, sweetie. Hear me out. Much better. It's simple. Darling, you marry a princess, you become a prince. You marry a queen. I could give you a larger, greater kingdom. A beastly army to command. A new dragon as your own, very own pet. I have an additional egg. It's fine, no hard feelings. An army of terrified subjects at your every command. To deliver you delicious feasts and tend to your whims and an ancient, eternally beautiful and very mature woman as your queen. And I would only ask one thing of you in return, young prince, that you give me an heir from your pure royal bloodline. A new king or queen of darkness to reign after us. To cement a legacy of evil that will last for thousands and thousands of years. Maybe that was a little too much all at once and I may have obscured the major point. The point is, you do know that it was I the prophecy spoke of as the fairest of them all. Until that useless harlot came along. But her beauty is all in her youth. Such a fickle thing, youth. She may have outdone me for now, but I promise you, young prince, her good looks won't last. My beauty, on the other hand, is undying, and of an entirely different kind. Trust your own eyes, young prince. Aren't I more rapturous than any furtive little princess? I see how your eyes linger on my breasts. I don't suppose your little princess would ever wear something so revealing. Don't look away, my hero. My body is exquisite. To gaze splendours, just as you would be given every right to touch, to claim, to feel every inch of them as well, if you but wished. Did that send shivers down your spine? I don't think your charming, lovely princess would let you pound her deep inside that dainty little arse. Think of the tears. But I would, in a heartbeat. I would give you all of this so willingly, because I know how strong you are, young prince. Your battle with the dragon proved as much. Only a man as powerful as you is suitable to be the husband for a queen of darkness. You are the reason I stole the princess to begin with, so that you would find your way into my arms. Come now, put that sword away and claim your true love. Set aside your hesitation. If I were your enemy, I would never touch you like this. Should I take your hardness as a yes? Or would you rather accept my offer more enthusiastically? Yes. You've made the right decision. My king. Don't be shy, my prince. And place those strong hands on those big, juicy breasts and squeeze them. That's it. Don't hold back. My body was meant to be taken by a man as strong as you. You can do anything you want with it, as long as you pump your seed inside me at the end. There's no limit to the lavishness that I'll show you, darling, if it means you'll breed me an heir. Yes. Kiss my neck. It's been so long since this body has been used so passionately. So roughly. I've waited for this for so, so long. Yes. Don't stop playing with my breasts. Grasp them, my king. Feel their weight. How soft but firm they are. One of the perks of my dark magic as an inhumanly delightful body. Enjoy it, my king. Oh, yes. Darkness below. Suck on them. Lap your tongue across my tits like an animal. Suckle on my big, puffy nipples. Oh, they're yours. They're yours, my king. Forever. Oh, you've never been so hard, have you? Your cock is straining with everything it has towards me. Hush, hush. Just a little tiny spell to relieve you of your cumbersome clothes and armor. Like I said, sweetie, if I were your enemy, you would be dead by now. Oh, just look at that beautiful young cock. Standing up so hard, pumped full of royal blood, ready for my naked touch, ready to enter my body and make you a king of darkness. Now, let me show you the pleasures of my mouth. I don't suppose you'd ever imagined you would watch the Queen of Darkness kneel before you like this. My lustful face gazing up at you. My fat tits hanging out of my dress, slick with your spit, red from your bites, and my luscious, luscious lips inches away from your hard, delicious cock. If just a lick from base to tip is enough to make you shudder, my prince, you had best steel yourself. I will not hold back. After all, I am no princess. I love the way you groan for me, my prince. It's just so intoxicatingly masculine. Just like your body. And the musk of battle still clings to you. Mixed with the flavour of your sex. I can taste your strength. Now, let me feel it. Use me. Take command of my body and bend it to your will. Go on. Face fuck the fairest of them all. Yes, my king. Darkness below. And you didn't come either. Not even with my warm, wet throat clenched around your perfect cock. You're no Prince Charming, are you? And to think, I will finally have someone to use me like this every night while I wait to birth my evil, perfect heir. All the anticipation makes my black heart throb. I need you inside me now. But first, where are my manners? If my king has disrobed, I must also. I know I made a pretty sight in my gown, but I think you'd rather see me in all my glory. Correct? Follow me, my king. Here, take up your throne, your rightful place, and I'll take mine. Soon, I'll have my very own maid to sit beside yours. But until then, my seat is on your lap. Side of me. It's only fitting that we begin to breed an heir on the royal throne together. Lay back and let me work my magic. Oh, not that kind of magic. The sensual kind, I mean. The kind you'll feel as hot as anticipation as I grind my hips onto your lap. Oh, let me wet you with my juices. Oh, make you slick as I stroke you with my slit. I can feel you twitching for it. Oh, like I, you are so desperate, so ready to pump up into me and spit a seed into my needy womb. Tell me, my king, tell me how you long for it. Yes, tell me more. Tell me how you'll take me, how you'll defile my whorish body. Tell me how my body will serve you, how you'll breed me like a wench each and every night. I need to hear it, my king. I need to hear it from your lips. Oh, darkness! I can't take it any longer. Take me now. Come on, my king. Lift me onto my throne. You just the perfect fit. Yes. That's it. Thrust up. Delve deeper into my body. Press further and further until your balls deep every time. My body will never deny you. I will never deny you, my king. I'll take every inch you give me. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, play with my tits. Suck on them. There you go. Yes. Use my body like you would a whore. Treat your queen how she deserves to be treated. Fuck her well. Make her ready for you. Make her come for you. Oh, yes. How does it feel to fuck a queen? Is my moistened cunt better than anything you could have ever imagined? And to think, you might have given it up for that stupid slut upstairs. What a bore she would have been. Do you think she would have let you fuck her on her father's throne? Do you think she would have said, "Oh, my prince, breed me like a slut. Pump your child into me and make me yours." Never. Not like I will. Every day. Every night. Yes. I'm close. My king. I'm ready. Come for me, please. Breed me. Thrust deeper. Thrust harder. Fuck. Fuck me with everything you have. Oh, yes. I can take it. I want you. I want you. Give me an heir. Give me an heir of darkness. Come with me now. Come for your queen on our throne, and we can live happily ever after. You fool. It was all a ruse. Now I have what I wanted. I have no further use for you. So now you will die. Just kidding. Oh, come on, sweetie. You would have loved it if you had seen your face. Admit it. It was better than any wisecrack you've heard from any of those stupid animals that followed her around. As soon as you've caught your breath, my king, just tell me where they've stuck into the castle, and I'll have the ogres catch them and cook them into the perfect little feast for our first night together. But for now, rest, my king. Perhaps we have made an heir on this very night. Or perhaps not. It matters not. We will fuck like filthy beasts anywhere and in any way, every single day, until my belly begins to swell and my breasts begin to grow, and then I would know for sure. And then we'll fuck some more for good measure. But for now, rest your head between my breasts and savour your victory. Welcome to the court of darkness, my love.